learning Rikidim Chayadim Klal Nun Beis, and we're learning Simon Hay. So the Chayadim comes along and says that all of this discussion until now, we've been talking about cooking, is Meokol Zekesh Tabishal B'mayim Bilvat Levat. He's cooking in water. So water is there clearly, it doesn't have its own flavor, and it's there clearly just to be used to extract the flavor from the vegetable or certain scenarios from the fruits. But if you cook it with water and but other foods there, or that if a person cooks it with something which, like a beer or something which has its own flavor, so the rules are going to be different. Okay, so now if he cooks the vegetables together with meat, imkein ikar hatam beroitav is min abasar. The meat puts a strong flavor into the broth, and the flavor that of the vegetables is not as strong in that situation. So the Chayyarim says that in that situation, we cannot say that the main flavor in the water is the flavor of the vegetable, and therefore the vegetable is considered extension. The water is considered an extension of the vegetable. And the bracha of the vegetable is the appropriate bracha for the water as well. But rather, we say that the water is considered an extension of the meat, and therefore the proper bracha for the water is shakol ni'ebed v'ro. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does point out in a scenario where a person is not eating the meat. He's eating the vegetables and the broth, even though there's this strong meat flavor, but if he eats it together with the vegetables itself, then the bracha of the vegetable will work for the broth, because that's based on the rules of Iker and Tofel. It's obvious in that situation that the vegetables are the Iker and the broth is the Tofel. So even if that's true, that it's different brachas, based on the rules of Iker and Tofel, you'd make the bracha of the vegetable. So here we're talking about a case where a person is having the broth by itself, neither with the meat nor with the vegetables, but the bracha is not hadama, the bracha is shahakol. Upshita, and based on this thought process, it's obvious, yayin sorf, shenoisim the secha perish, shidutam b'yayin sorf, denim avarach rak shahakol, shikratam hua yayin sorf. Yayin sorf is whiskey. The Indians used to call it fire water, so we call it fire wine. So it's this very strong, flavored alcoholic beverage, which a person will cook fruits in the whiskey. And the purpose is that it flavors the whiskey. You do not say, since now in the whiskey there's a flavor of the fruit, that the bracha is going to be Brei P.O.A.T.S. The bracha is shahakol, because ikar tam ho yayin sarf. The primary flavor over here is still the whiskey flavor, which is a shahakol. Wooden imbishal hayrakas bechaymetz. If a person would cook vegetables in vinegar, or beborscht, which is chamitza, kimish and ishtana, tamei rokas, mevarach ala roit of rak shahakol. Now, this borscht is not what you think of borscht, which was a beet type of liquid, so that wouldn't be correct, relevant for this case. It was made out of a flour, which they would cook together with water and other items, and make a liquid out of it. So the brach is a shahakol, but it has its own flavor. So even if you cook vegetables in it, its own flavor is still the primary flavor, and the time of the vegetables does not take over the liquid and make it into an extension of the vegetable, and the bracha remains shahakol. Okay, now that's all talking about that it's clear that the primary element is still not the vegetable or the fruits, it's the basar, etc. Let's say a scenario where the halacha gives a scenario where a person takes a nut and he cooks the nut in honey. So, honey is a shahakol, nut is a ho'etz. And according to what we're saying right now, when you cook a nut in a liquid, so since the liquid has its own flavor, the bracha remains the same. But that's not the halacha. The halacha is over there, since it's clearly that the honey is there just to be able to enhance the flavor of the nut, and that's why you're putting it together. So the nut then is able to extend its status of bracha onto the honey, and the bracha the nut flavored honey would be Brei Pi Yoetz. The ikur is the nut, and it does. But that's a case where it's obvious and clear that that's what the purpose is. But otherwise, we said in general there's primary purposes. There's multiple purposes. When a person's cooking something, flavor should transfer from A to B and B to A, etc. So it's not a clear cut thing. So the bracha on the liquid is going to be shahakol. Have a good day.